Wednesday, the 28th of January, Gimel Shvatz, Rabbi Moshe Shlomo Emanuel, Tefillin, Our Bond with Infinite Time and Space.
The title, Tefillin, Our Bond with Infinite Time and Space, is not just a fancy sort of title, Pshuto Kamashmoy, and I'll try today to show you part of that, and I'm going to concentrate on our bond with infinite time. I don't think we'll manage infinite space yet, but that we'll try on another occasion. Now, as an introduction, I think we should look at the Rosh in Hilchos Tefillin, where he says, "Va'oid shanu chachomim liyom hadin im hoyazoyer b'mitzvah tefillin kach zuchus machras v'im posha bohen kach choyva machras." She'ein l'cho godol b'chol mitzvahs asei. There's no greater mitzvahs asei, positive commandment, Sheva Torah, yoyser mitzvah tefillin, more than a mitzvah tefillin. Shehuk shokol ha-Torah kula l'tefillin, because the whole Torah is compared to tefillin, as it's written in the first parasha of the tefillin, she'ne'amar l'man t'yeteres Hashem b'ficho. You should wear the tefillin in order that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. From this, the Rosh explains, the Gemara says, that hukshot tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin, is hukash, is compared to the whole Torah. Another Gemara we need to know is, the Gemara in Brachos says, V'ro kol ami ha'oretz, ki shem Hashem nikra olecho. All the peoples of the world will see that the name of Hashem is called upon you, v'yoru mimeko, v'tanya rabbe lezer ha'godol oimer, elu tefillin sheberosh. The Gemara tells us that when the Pasuk says that the nations of the world will see the name of Hashem called upon you, that refers to the Tefillin Shibarosh. So we see how chashuv the mitzvah of Tefillin is. Now, let's come to the actual mitzvah. The Gemara in Menachos tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzad Sidron, how is the order of Tefillin? Now, we know we have to have four parashas of the Tefillin, right? Why is that? Because the mitzvah of Tefillin is written four times in the Torah. There is, however, then the question, why is Tefillin written in the Torah four times, and why dafka are those four parashas chosen? Right, we will try and answer some of those questions today. Now, the Gemara tells us about these four parashas, Ketzad Sidron, there is a special Seder, and we learn that from the word Vahoyu, they shall be, they have to be in that order. And what is the order? Kadeshli Vahoyu Kibiyacho Mimin HaKoreh, Shema v'hoyim shema mismol. So the way Rashi learns this is that the order, and that's how the halacha is paskin, the order is kadesh v'kiviyacho shema v'hoyim shema. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Haigon, the Tshuvas HaGaonim, and Rabbeinu Hananel, they hold a different pshat in this Gemara, but we might refer to that later in a certain aspect. So the Gemara asks, or Tanya Ikra, we learned the opposite way around, that it's not Kaddish Vayikiviyach Shema and Vayim Shema. We learned the other way around. Omar Abaye says, Lo Kosha. It's not difficult. Kan mi mino shel kore, kan mi mino shel meniach. If you have the person who wears the tefillin, the order of Kaddish Vayikiviyach Shema and Shema goes from left to right. The one who stands in front of him, and he reads, he would look at these parashas, so it goes, Kaddish, Bohei Kiviyach Shema, Bohei Mishomoya. Okay. But we see that there's a hakpada on the Seder. And the halacha is that if the tefillin are not in that order, if they were put in the button the wrong way around, as I've seen, that mistakes have been made, or if in the parashas, the tefillin sheliyat, for example, which are on one parchment, they are written in the wrong order, the tefillin are posel. So there's a great hakpada on the Seder, the order. And we'll try and understand a little why that is so. Okay. Another point that we need to look at is, the first two parashas of the tefillin, Kaddish and Vayu Kiviyacho, those are in this week's parasha, in Parshas Boy, the end of this week's parasha. The other two, Shema and Behoyim Shomoya, as we know, come from Sefer Devarim, Parshas Bo Yitzchanan and Parshas Ekev, very far apart. The question is, why is that so? Now, what I think we need to do in order to understand this is to have a look at the four parshiyos of the Tefillin and make a comparative study. So the Sidurim on some of the tables over here, Makor HaBrocha, it's better if we all look at the same pages. So page 20, there's Parshas Tav Yashen Bo HaYakir V'Yachol. Now, we mentioned that the first two parshas come to Sefer Shmos, Parshas Bo, our parsha this week, right? And we will see that there are many similarities, however, there are many differences as well. And likewise, Parshas Shema and Bohoyim Shema, there are many similarities, but many differences. So I think we'll analyze it that way. Let's take a look first at Parshas Kaddish and Bohoyim Kiviyacha. So in the Tzura Makor HaBrocha, it's on page 20, just before Hanochas Tefillin, or sorry, after Hanochas Tefillin, says here, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemar." Hashem spoke to Moshe to say, "Kadesh li, sanctify for me," hence the name Kadesh for this parasha. "Kadesh li chol b'cher, sanctify for me every firstborn. Peter kol rechem, the opening of every womb. B'vnei Yisrael, amongst B'nei Yisrael, ba'adam u'v'abhemah, amongst man and animal, lihu, it is mine." So Moshe says to the people, "Remember this day, Asher Yitzasenu Mitzrayim, which you went out of Egypt. Now, the question is, do only Bechorim wear tefillin? Or men in Klal Yisrael wear tefillin every weekday? Why dafka the mitzvah of Bechor? Why the mitzvah of lo yochel chometz? Not Pesach every day. True, we went out of Mitzrayim Pesach and we couldn't eat chometz, but every single day below Yechol chometz. Next, Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh Aviv. Today you are going out in Chodesh Aviv. It's not Chodesh Aviv now. Put on tefillin. Hayom, today. Why is the stress on these many things in our tefillin that we have to wear every day? And then it says, "V'ha'yechi yebiach Hashem al-eretz ha'Kanani." It will be when Hashem will bring you to the land of the Kanani, v'achiti v'emori v'achiti v'ayvusi, to the land of these five nations. And Rashi explains, this is Eretz Zobat Chol HaBudvash. Hashem nishba Hashem la'v'yisech ha'lotis lach Eretz Zobat Chol HaBudvash. V'abad to yisra avoydu hazeris b'chodesh hazeh. So these five nations are mentioned. Their land is very fertile, flowing with milk and honey, whereas the rest of the land of Eretz Yisrael is not Zobat Chol HaBudvash. And it says, when you come to that land, you should do Esha Avoido Hazois. What's that Avoido? Korban Pesach. Again, we wear it every single day, we wear about Korban Pesach in the Tefillin. Next, Shivat Yomim Tochal Matzois. 7 days you should eat Matzois. Uvayom HaShvi'i Chag LaHashem. And on the seventh day of Pesach, it's also a Chag LaHashem. Interesting, I'll point that out already. In the second parsha, it also says, Boi Kiviyach. Starts Boi Kiviyach El Eretz Hafnani. But it only says one nation. Why is it there? One nation? First parsha 5. In other words, why first parsha Eretz Zobat Chol HaBudvash, and why is there no stress on that in the second parsha? Matzos in the first parsha, no mention of matzah or chometz in the second parsha, even though they're very similar. Again, Shivas Yomim Teichel Matzos, Uvayim Hashvi Chag LaHashem, Matzos Yochel Eish Shivas Hayom. Again, it mentions the mitzvah of matzos. Before it says Shivas Yomim Teichel, here it says Ye Ochel, it shall be eaten. And here it says Shivas Hayomim, the 7 days the Rishonim point out, the passage before says just Shivas Yomim. And then V'lo Yeroy Lachomet, V'lo Yeroy Lachotzer B'chol G'volecho. V'yigat Olimin Chaviyam Olimor, Babu Zeot Hashem Li B'Tzeifim Yitzrayim. Something to do with the Seder. Why are we wearing this in the Tefillin? And then it says V'hoyo Lachol Lo'is Al Yodcho. Note, in the first two parshas, when it talks about putting on the handstand, it says V'hoyo. It doesn't say Uksharton. The second two parshas talks about Kshira, right? We said the first two parshas in Sefer Shmos, the second two parshas are in Sefer Dvarim. We note that in both the first two parshas it says Bohoyo, Lois, and in the second two parshas which come from Sefer Dvarim, it says Ukshartov. So Bohoyo Lecho, and here in the first parsha it says Bohoyo Lecho Lois. You look in the second parsha, it just says Bohoyo Lois. Why the Lecho Davki here? This is the only time that it says Lizikoron in the first parsha in Kaddish. The others it says Litoitopos with differences. Some there is a vav, some is not a vav. And now it tells you the purpose of tefillin. Leman tiyateres Hashem beficha, in order, you should put on the tefillin in order that the words of the Torah should be in your mouth. Ki b'yad chazaka yitzeach Hashem Mitzrayim, because Hashem took you out of Egypt with a strong hand. Again, this purpose of the tefillin is not written in any of the other parashiyos. Then it says, "Shomarta es hachukah hazeis lemoedom yomim yomimo." You should guard this chukah lemoedom miyomim yomimo. Now, there's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that this refers to tefillin. Rabbi Akiva says it refers to Korban Pesach. That chukah hazeis, this chukah. So, and what is miyomim yomimo? As Rashi brings in Chumash, means from year to year you have to keep the Korban Pesach. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, this is referring to the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, so there are these questions about the first parsha. Let's look at the second one. Then it says, "V'hoyoki v'yafa el eretz haknani." Again, as we mentioned, only mentioning one of the nations. Kasher nishba l'cho v'la'avisecha. Note in the first parsha it says, "Kasher nishba Hashem la'avisecha." Here it says, "Kasher nishba l'cho v'la'avisecha." And it says, "Unasana l'cho," and he gives it to you. Then, "Bahavar tochol peterechem." In the first parsha it says, "Kadesh nichol b'chol," sanctify for me every firstborn. Second parsha says, "Bahavar to," you shall pass it for me. The Rashbam explained that this means that you give it now to the Kohen. First parsha is dealing with Kadesh, sanctify, that even although b'chol is Kadesh mirechem, as the Gemara says, there's still a mitzvah to touch it b'peh. Why? There's a great discussion about that. But the second parsha, second stage, after being with Kadesh, "Bahavar to," you shall give it over. "B'chol peter sheger behema sheyeh lecha zchorim la'ashem." Now, something that's not mentioned in the first parsha. "B'chol peter chamor tifteh v'seh." Suddenly, the second parsha talks about pidyon peter chamor, the firstborn of a donkey. First parsha, there is no mention of that whatsoever. Second parsha talks about chamor. "B'chol peter chamor tifteh v'seh." You've got an option. Either you redeem the peter chamor with a seh, with a lamb, you give back to the lamb to the Kohen. "V'im lo yisif deh," and if you do not redeem it, barakta, you have to break its neck, not an ordinary shechita from the front, but it's a smashing of the neck from the back with a hatchet. "V'chol b'chol odom b'vanecha tifteh," and all the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem. Now, "V'hoyo kishol chavim chamocha le'moy." Again comes the Pesach, the Seder in here. And you wear this every single day. And if you look at the, if we look at the pshat, it doesn't seem that he's just asking about the Pesach service. What he seems to be asking is about the ceremony of pidyon or arifas peter chamor. "For yoki shalcha mincha mochor lemor mazois." What's this? "For martel you should say to him b'chodei gadol tzion Hashem mitzrayim beis avodim." The reason why we're doing this is because Hashem took us out of Egypt with strength of hand. "By he," and it was, "ki hiksha paro shalchena," when paro was kosher, he was obstinate, stubborn, and he did not let us go. "By yarag Hashem kol b'chol b'eretz Yisrael." The reason why we do this is because paro had an option. He could be tifteh v'seh. As we know, the Klal Yisrael are called seh pezura. Paro had an option. And Mitzrayim are called chamor, ki besar chamor in Mitzrayim zir masusim zir mosom. The novel says that he compares Mitzrayim to a chamor. And as we know, amadoim el chamor with Yishmael, the son of Hogar. So the chamor Mitzrayim were compared to the chamor. They had a choice. Paro had a choice. Either tifteh v'seh, you can be redeemed v'seh, send Klal Yisrael out, or v'arafto, your neck will be smashed. And then it says "v'hi ki hiksha paro," and normally what do we relate the term kosher to? "Am keshe oire ki hiksha paro." That's why there's arifas, that's what it seems, arifas peter chamor. Hashem killed every firstborn in Egypt. Okay? Now he doesn't say l'cho, just b'hoyo, again b'hoyo, as opposed to the second two parashiyos. Now notice the yodcho here, very famous drosha, that we from here we learn that you wear the tefillin on the left hand or on the weaker hand, yad keher. Only in the second parsha is that hinted to. First, and all the other parshas is yodcho or yodchem. Right? But the special limud of yad keher is only in the second parsha. Why is that? And as tefillin between your eyes, because with the strength of hand of Hashem who took us out of Egypt. Okay, so this is a bit of a comparison between the first and the second parsha. Also note, in the first parsha, when it says there, the Yibiyacha is written with two yuds, right? and if it's one of them is chaser, it's possible. Second parsha starts away kibiyacho, it's like yavacho. When you write it, you kind of think yavacho, you know, that you shouldn't put in an extra yud, and it's a mistake that often happens. Right, first parsha it's got an extra yud, second just one yud. Okay. Now, the first and the second parsha are so similar. Why is the second parsha there, and why the differences? Okay. Now, let's go to Parsha Shema and Bohoyim Shomer. So that's in the Torah HaBrocha, just that you can find it quickly. Everybody knows where Shema is. Page 66. Right. Okay. Now, Parsha Shema, very famous, but there are so many interesting little things over here which are very, very important to the understanding of this whole picture. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay. Then it says, now, very significant, Rashi points out from Sikri, why does it say Hayoim? Shouldn't be Kidyut Gemach Yeshon, it shouldn't be like an old decree that the Melech has given, and you don't consider it as precious. Elo, every day Torah should be to us as new, Hayoim. Then it says v'shinantom levanecha v'dibarto bo. Notice in this pasuk it says v'shinantom. What does it say in Bohoyim Shamoya? V'limadtem. Here v'shinantom, Chazal say, as Rashi brings down, should be divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha. Second pasuk doesn't say that. And here it says v'dibarto bo. You shall speak them. In the fourth pasuk, Bohoyim Shamoya, what does it say? L'daber bo. To speak in them. Here it is that you should speak v'dibarto, the Rebbe, v'shinantom levanecha v'dibarto, the Rebbe, the Father, he should speak. The parsha of Bohoyim Shema says, v'limatem oisam espenechem l'daber bom, that they should speak. Okay, why that difference? Let's go further. Ukshartom lo'eital yodecho, v'hoyu l'toitzofois, bein einecho. So here again, as we pointed out, it says ukshartom. Likewise, in Parshas Bohem Shema, it's the Lashon of Ukshar Kesher, Ukshartem. And here it's got Litoitophos without any Vav. If you look in the Parshas Bohem Kiviyacha, and you look here in Parshas Bohem Shemaya, you've got Litoitophos with a Vav. And then it says Ukhsartom al Mezuzos Besech Ulisholecho. Again, another difference between the first two Parshas and the second two Parshas. First two Parshas, no mention of Mezuzah. Second two parts, that means Shema Avraham Shemaya, you've got mezuzah. Kshira, mezuzah, second two, not in the first two. So, why these differences? Now, we won't be able to answer all the questions, but what I can offer you is a formula whereby you go away, you see it after it, and you can think, looking at that formula, and see how we can solve these problems. Okay. Now, in contemporary history, what do we study? We study past. You look at what happened in history, you study what's past. If you're doing a proper study, you'll see how the past affects the present now, and from the past and the present you take the lesson, you extrapolate and try and predict. It doesn't usually work, but you do take lessons from the past to the future. You try and connect the past, the present and the future. However, there is one factor that is missing in a secular study of history, and that is the purpose of history. Why? The why. The past, the present, and the future. But there's the why. If one relates to the why, then one has to start relating to a higher being. There is a controller. Right, and that's what people are afraid of often. But that is the truth. There is a purpose to history. There's a purpose to what happens. There's a purpose to everything that happened in the past, present, and what's destined in the future. And they are all affected by that purpose. The past, present, and the future are affected by the purpose. Okay? So, that is the formula to understanding these four parshas. The purpose, the past, the present, and the future. And it is in that order. The Kesidron, these parshas have to be in that order. One of the reasons, it would seem, is because of this. There is another reason, which we won't get to today, but perhaps on another occasion. Let's take a look, leave Parshas Kaddish for the meantime. Take a look at Parshas Bohoyo Ki Yaviyacho, right? Another difference between Parshas Bohoyo Ki Yaviyacho and Parshas Kaddish is that in Parshas Bohoyo Ki Yaviyacho, it goes into detail about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It tells us, the son asks you, Mazel, what is this? So you should tell him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayhi ki ikshof Paro l'shalcheinu, when Paro was stubborn, obstinate, he wouldn't let us go, so then Hashem destroyed the Mitzrayim and so on. In the first part it just says, remember you're going out of Egypt. Incidentally, we don't have enough time to show the parallel today. The Seder on the night of Pesach, also a special Seder, called the Seder, goes exactly in this order. Note, we have the four cups, right? And the Gemara says, if you don't drink them out, Kesidron, you're not Yotze. Their Kesidron means that if you have it all, you drink the four cups all at once, right, without having the Haggadah in between, the four sections in between, right? Those four sections are very critical to those four cups. What is the first cup? We drink it after Kaddish. First parasha of Kiddin, Kaddish, right? The second chelek of the Seder, what is that? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We go into detail. The first in the first section of the Seder, Kaddish, you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush, but you don't go into any detail. Just like the first parasha of Kaddish, right? The second chelek of the Seder, we mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we suffered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Mitzrayim, took us out, etc. Exactly like the second parasha, right? The third chelek of the Seder is the meal. And what do we do? It's very interesting. The second part of the Seder, we mention Pesach al Shumo, Matzah, Morer al Shumo. We only mention it. In the second part, in the third part of the Seder, in the meal, right, what do? We actually take those lessons of the past and we bring them into the present. We taste the time when they could taste Korban Pesach, taste the Matzah, the Morer. We bring the past into the present. And then, what is with the fourth chelek of the Seder? There we have Loilonu Hashem Loilonu. And not only that, Halal is divided into two. Many people ask, what's going on? We say the first part of Halal before the meal in Magid, which is about the part, and it's actually called, the Gemara in Pesachim calls it Halal HaMitzri. The Halal about Mitzrayim, about going out of Egypt. Right? We talk about that Halalu Abde Hashem, the taste is strong in Mitzrayim. That's Halal HaMitzri. That's part of the part, part of Magid, part of the second section, parallel to the Parsha Bo Yikiviyachol. Whereas in the fourth section, Lo'elonu Hashem Lo'elonu, the Gemara in Pesachim says that refers to the Milchemes Goig u'Magog, to the future. Right? Now let's come back to the four parshas. Second parsha deals with the past, and every single factor deals with the past. The third parsha of the Tefillin, Shema. Do you see anything about the past mentioned there? Do you see anything about the future mentioned there? No, these are obligations in the present. The fourth parsha, what does it say? Bahoyo im Shema. Now, the third parsha was Parsha Shema. And then the Torah says, im Shema, if you will do what I told you in the third parsha, then it's going to be good. But, you know what's going to happen then? Tell us about the future, the results. The results of our actions. But it goes even further. I see the Makata earlier. Take a look at the end of the fourth parsha. What does Rashi say? Losis lohem, lohem loinemar. So the Sifri says, what's pshat? Losis lohem, mikan litchias hamesin minatara. The ultimate future is hinted at. Not in the first, not in the second, not in the third. The fourth parsha, which deals with the future, it deals with the results, which is a future result of what we do. Right, and it deals with the ultimate future. This is very b'kitzur nimrat. And also, I mentioned before, in the third parsha we have Hayoim alavodacho. Hayoim is the present, right? In the fourth parsha it says, "Hayoim im shomayat tishmuel l'gzashon nechem tzalcha hayoim." You take the present into the future, then im shomayat, then it's going to be this, and so on, right? Okay, but we haven't dealt now with parsha of Kaddish. Kaddish nikol b'chol. We're relating the dimension of purpose to the first parsha. So, what was the purpose of creation? Let me read to you a Sforno in Parshas Yisro. The Sforno says, on the pasuk, "Vatem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kodesh." So he says, actually a different one. Yeah. He says that in Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, he sheyu Kedoshim v'zeh kedei sheyidmu liyotzom kefi ha'epsher kemoi shehoiso hakavona bibriyas ha'odom ka'omrei nase odom etalmenu kidmuseinu. What was the purpose of creation? That man should be Kodesh, he should be holy. And we find the whole Chaye Yehudi, the whole life of Abiz, Asher Kiddushonim and Mitzvah, every brothel we say on Mitzvahs, Hashem made us holy, Kedoshim to you, our whole purpose, the whole purpose of creation, our whole Kaddishon is the purpose, Yishuim Yisrael, Yishuim Atzera, right, Teru is the highest Kedusha. The world was created because of Kedusha. And then, we have to analyze a further point. Purpose is that which precedes. In other words, you get an architect who's been told, got a plan for a huge building, right? What does he plan? What does he have in his mind when he plans that building? The building per se, or that what he's going to be in the future? He plans what kind of people it's going to house, what kind of business is going to be done in it, etc., etc. Right? And with that, we have to come to another point. But I'll leave that for the moment. Let's see how far we go in this thing. So basically, what we have is the purpose has to precede. The architect, when he plans the building, it's not the building which is the main thing, it is what is supposed to happen with the building. So the purpose is the future. As we say in L'chodoyd, Soif Maaseh B'machshava Tchila, the end. The Shabbos, which was the Soif Maaseh, which came at the end, that was the purpose. Because in the end, it's going to be Yom Shekula Shabbos U'menucha L'chayi Olamim. So the purpose is the future. Okay? So, let's go now to another factor which we saw in the first passage, which we didn't see in the second. We first deal with the Tzitzit, that's the Shino of Matzah. What is Matzah? Matzah is that which did not become chometz because you didn't give it enough time. You didn't let it get into, so to say, the realm of time, Olam Hazeh. You stopped it rising. It is in the dimension of before. Right? These, all the factors of the first parashah deal with the dimension before time, before the past of the second and the present and the future of the third and the fourth parashahs. And that is what we are wearing in our tefillin. We, as I said, we haven't dealt with space, but the tefillin are bound to infinite time. It deals with a purpose, the realm, right before creation, and the union of matter, and it goes right through past, present, to future time. And this is what we have to wear in our tefillin every day. Now, one of our questions was, what do we wear, people, not all of us are b'chorim, not Pesach the whole time. We are wearing these things on our head, and it gives us kedusha of the purpose, and that realm of before, that which is before and above time, which we have to deal with perhaps on another occasion. Right? We become tied through the kedusha of the tefillin. We become tied to all the realms of time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. And in fact, they bring down from the Sefer Azor Parashas Pinchas that the four parashas relate to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Ke Vav Ke, in Kesidron, in that order. Right? Now, the Yud is that which relates to purpose. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis. And as the Sforim say, the Bnei Soschor, others, they say every single letter of the Aleph Beis is made up of many Yuds. Yud is just a point, right? That is the beginning, and that is what preceded. Right? Our beginning was with the Aseres Habibus. Yud is the union of beginning. Yud is the union of Kedusha. Ein, Dovashi Kedusha, Kochus, Me'asor, the number 10. The number 10 is very significant. But the in the Seches Midos, it says that the 10th Kedusha in the world, in Eretz Yisrael, gives Asorot, minus of Kedusha, is the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Now the Kodesh HaKodoshim itself, was a cube, in the Mishkan, was a cube of 10 Amos, 10 by 10 by 10. It housed the Oron, which was 10 Tzfochim high, which housed the Aseres Hadibros, the 10 commandments, the 10 sayings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 10 is the highest Kedusha. It's the only letter which doesn't hit the bottom line. There are letters, the lamed rises, all the other letters hit the bottom line, some go beneath. But the yud is the only one which doesn't hit the bottom line. It is the purpose. It's above, it's before. Yud is that which precedes. And so it is. We have to explain another time, perhaps, the other letters are, and they relate exactly to the four parshas. Anyway, so next time we put on tefillin, we realize that it is our bond with infinite, with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, who his name, Yud-Heh Bokhtin, means, as the Chonorot brings, Adonai Kod Hoyo, Hoyver V'Yiyah. He was, he is, and he will always be. Right? And we become tied. Baruch Hu, Kishem Hashem. They will see that the name of Hashem is written. It's not just stam, because it's written in them. The actual parshas represent that, which is Hoyo, Hoyver V'Yiyah.